Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to begin today by introducing you to this truly amazing person. This person is a wonderful human being. This person is full of love and intelligence and strength. Or maybe a better way to say it is that this person is a perfect spiritual being having a beautiful human experience. They are so amazing that their spirit, their truth shines through all of the human sides of things, and it is absolutely brilliant. Their spirit actually completely complements and empowers their humanness. The extent of their worth is beyond all imagination. The possibilities of what this person can do are absolutely endless. The look within them is perfection. So when you do look within them, it is you see perfection, unlimited potential, awesome creativity. There is no obstacle too great for them to accomplish, and no mountain can stop them from reaching their goals. This amazing person has the ability to create the life they want by simply thinking about it. This person is definitely someone that you want on your side throughout the day, and they are willing to be there for you at all times. Wouldn't that be absolutely awesome to have someone like that in your life? To show up and stay, offer assistance, help you out? Well, they can. With your fullest heart and warmest love, please welcome. Now insert your name here. That's right, I'm talking about you. Now, at the end of the show, I want you to go look into a mirror. I want you to look deep into your eyes. And I want you to see those eyes looking back at you. And I want you to say hello to the person that I have just described. This is your truth. This is the authentic you. And there is so much more than what I just said. All of it absolutely awesome, absolutely amazing, absolutely true. And it's all within you. Spend a moment when you get to that mirror. Like I said, at the end of the show, because I've got a lot to talk about here, but at the end of the show, get to that mirror and just spend a moment. Look deep into your own eyes and connect with your heart. The eyes are truly the windows to the soul. Look, see your heart. Connect through your eyes until you feel an emotional shift. And then deeply embrace that shift. Whatever you feel while you're doing this is exactly what it needs to be. Just make that connection. That's your first step. Your truth is something very similar to what I just described. You may not believe it at the moment, though. That's okay. Stick with it. See the person who has been strong enough to get you wherever you are right now. See the person who has kept you going to wherever you are right now. Know that this person has the ability to take you wherever it is you want to go. At this point, I often hear people say something along the lines of, well, if I could take me wherever I want to go, then why have I not traveled the world? Why have I not become extremely wealthy? Why am I not in the perfect relationship? The answer is simple. You did not know that all of that was up to you. You did not know that you were capable of manifesting all of that for yourself. You allowed limiting beliefs and feelings of lack and beliefs that other people had to do it for you or help you out or you had to rely on other people. You don't. You have not yet acknowledged that within you is an adventurer. Within you is that wealthy person. Within you is perfection. That's what you have to acknowledge. To be a great traveler, you have to have the heart of an adventurer. And you are able to do that without ever leaving your home. Allow your heart and your soul and your imagination to create adventures throughout your day. And you will expand from your home to your town and beyond if you so desire. allow every challenge to be an adventure instead of a challenge. That's how you become an adventurer. That's how you get the heart of an adventurer. If you want to be wealthy, find gratitude for all the wealth you already have. Be sure to look beyond financial well-being, and even with that, take note of what you have instead of what you do not have. Be grateful for all the riches in your life. And be the great relationship that you desire in your own life. We so often look to someone else to be our completion. Man, what a burden we put on them by doing that. It is not our partner's job to make us whole. It is our job to make us whole. A relationship is something that challenges us to be better. It is something that creates opportunities for us to grow and learn outside of what we can do for ourselves. It is not a means to fix what we feel is wrong with us. Love yourself first. Support yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually, and even financially first. Be able to stand on your own and be your amazing self. Then see what a relationship can do for you. Imagine how happy and peaceful a relationship could be if the pressure of being responsible for holding it all together were off. We certainly want to support our partner. I know I do. I want to be someone my wife can count on, no matter what's going on. However, I do not want to hold her back from her own growth. I do not want to enable her to not learn. I want to encourage her to move forward in life and try new things and learn and expand and elevate her life. If I try to do it all for her in some sort of protection mindset, I limit her potential. And it puts a great amount of pressure on me to get it right for her and me. Of course, then if I'm trying to get it right, I have to go into judgment about what is right. And in order to get that right, I have to compare my thoughts of what right is to what other people think right is. And then, you know, I just get into this incredible vortex of all the dark and fearful things I talk about each week. So I don't even want to go there. Anyway, you have the ability to be all, to be the perfect person you need for every situation in your life. We are built to have relationships. That's true. In fact, we are in relationship with everything we encounter. Allow each of those relationships to be what it is supposed to be, and that is a learning experience. They are means of communication. A relationship is sharing of experiences and life. It is not that a relationship with a certain person is going to make me whole. You are already whole. You may just not realize it yet. You will when you go look in the mirror long enough. You truly are amazing. You are built to handle every situation, and any disagreement to that is an ego-taught, fear-manifested belief that is not your truth. It is merely an illusion that has transformed so perfectly that you have gotten sucked into playing its game. And I say you, I have as well. And I still do sometimes. What happens within us that keeps us from realizing our truth and prevents us from following our essence-filled heart? We have these dramas that have been created by our fear-filled ego as a defensive measure. What happens is anytime conflict or a challenge pops up, we go into defensive mode. The insecurity of our ego tells us that we must use these dramas to stay safe, to deflect attack, to cast the blame elsewhere. Instead of simply owning the experience and learning from it, as our essence would have us do, and challenging ourselves to move beyond, like our essence would have us do, we play these ego games. So I want to share a story with you to illustrate exactly what I'm talking about here. There was a man who was walking along his path in life, and things were kind of going along pretty well. He'd had some ups and downs, like most of us do, but things were going pretty good. And he came upon this wall. The wall was huge. It was tall enough to block out the sun. It was long enough to reveal no way around. Yet to continue his journey, he had to make it, you know, beyond that wall as the path resumed on the other side. As he stared up at this seemingly insurmountable obstacle, his insecurities and fears and limiting beliefs began mounting an attack. This attack added to the wall and further hid that path, further hid his essence, further hid the part of him that is whole and authentic and unlimited and perfectly capable of getting beyond that wall. At first, a sense of panic began churning in his stomach and threatened to rise to the surface. He had traveled so long to get to this point. He had overcome so many obstacles and trials. He prevailed, and yet here he was, facing another, even bigger wall. As he stood at the base of this wall, his disappointment played out, and he considered turning around and heading back. What if he could not find a way around the wall? What if he tried to move past it and failed? He began worrying about what everyone would say about him, what they would think, how they would react towards him. How could he react to them? How could he hold his head up when facing them again? How could he prevent being ridiculed? He began feeling sorry for himself, and his poor me drama told him that he was pitiful and weak and useless. The ego said he was pitiful enough that if he was pitiful enough, people would just feel sorry for him and maybe not think too much about his failure, and that might be okay. Now, about as quickly as this self-pity, this poor me drama took hold, he knew it just wasn't right. He did not want to be a victim, so he shook it off. Almost immediately as he shook that drama off, the next drama popped in, the intimidator drama. He became angry at the wall. He began naming people he could blame for his failure. He blamed the wall. He blamed the path. He blamed the last turn in the path. After all, it had to be somebody else's fault or something's fault that he failed and he needed to go on the offensive to protect himself. He needed to get them before they could make fun of his failure. If he came across strong enough, they would not be able to retaliate. Now, after he sat with this for a little while, he knew that this also was not his truth. So he shook off the intimidator drama and moved to yet another drama. The next drama is the interrogator drama. When this drama took over, he had to question everything. Rapid-fire questions started firing through his brain, much like the Spanish Inquisition. They fired through his brain, they spewed from his mouth without him even fully realizing what those thoughts were. He was not looking for answers. Didn't even want answers. This was just another way of casting blame on someone else as putting the focus somewhere other than the fact that he was standing at this wall not knowing how to get around it. It also did not give anyone opportunity to mention his failure. Not only did he interrogate everyone around him, he did the rapid-fire questions with himself. He tried to turn the focus around a little bit. This is what ego does to you. He was trying to question just how important was it for him to get beyond the wall. Was this really a life-changing matter? Did his life become bad because he'd hit this wall and didn't know how to get around it? What was so important about him being on the side? As the interrogator tired of being so attacking, this really can wear you out, folks. But as he got tired of being the interrogator and questioning every thought that came through his head, he just had to give it up. That too was not him. He could feel it. The next one that came along was the appeaser. He lost his fight, and he chose to just do whatever his ego wanted. It's like, oh, okay, I'll do whatever you want. Just leave me alone. Anything he could do to bring peace, he would just bow down to the loudest voice and avoid all the conflict. The only problem was that it went against his instinct as well. Once the momentum of the ego began to settle a bit, curiosity about the other side came back, and it started eating at him. As he was struggling to figure out what to do, the knowing that he should get over that wall nagged at him enough that he had to just try something. So he just picked up a rock there on the path, and he began chipping away at the wall. And very quickly, he had a little hole, a little peephole that he could look through. What seemed in all appearances and all of his ego-based feelings to be a huge and daunting task turned out to be nowhere near as bad as he had imagined. How frequently does that happen with you? The amazing beauty and awesomeness he saw through that tiny peephole told him, yes, he has to get to the other side. The other side was his only path to the incredible life that he must live. With every little chip of that wall, the truth of his journey revealed more and more of itself. Getting to the other side was the only way he could possibly be the man that he was born to be. All of these dramas that I just mentioned here in this story come up for us. Sometimes we have one that plays out much more frequently and much louder than the others. And some of us will have several that we use. They come in any different order. You know, the order that I presented them was in no particular order by any means. And as I said, some of us just use one of them. They rise up because the ego has just taken over, and it wants to remind us right where our life belongs in its eyes. Our egos want us to stay tucked away in our comfort zone. No changes are necessary here. Change for the better is the enemy of the ego, as it causes the ego to lose its control. Like the man in our story, we all have ego. The wall is the divide between what our ego shows us as our truth and our actual truth. That wall is what separates who we believe we are today and who you will believe you are when you spend time looking in the mirror, as we talked about before. When you recognize that person that I described before, you will realize your truth and you will see, okay, here's the wall. It's what keeps those two separate. You know, we may glide along in life with everything seeming just fine, but if we are not living from our essence, from our truth, we will eventually run headlong into that wall. The mistaken belief in our identity, that belief that we are not good enough, causes us to cover up our essence. We have this wall of shame that we use to hide our truth because our essence, to be seen, feels vulnerable to us. Our essence feels soft and comfortable and loving. And in this society that we're in, we have created a belief around those things as being weak and vulnerable. We feel like we have to protect the very best part of us. For those of us who have, you know, seen glimpses of our truth, we sometimes are scared of it. I know that I used to ask myself all the time, you know, how in the world am I ever going to live up to this incredible part of me? You know, we create this wall as a way to fool ourselves into thinking that, you know, that our weak little essence is safe, that we're protecting it. The funniest thing about it is that our essence is anything but weak and little. It needs no protection. Yes, it is vulnerable, but that is one of its greatest strengths. And that very wall we think is protecting everything now actually prevents us from moving forward to our ultimate life. Be sure you hear this. The wall represents the limiting beliefs we have about ourselves and our abilities. It hides our truth. It hides our essence. The wall is a culmination of all the lies and illusions created by your ego. It is not your truth. It never has been your truth. It was created from a place of fear, and fear can never create anything other than fear. So look at that wall. Find a crack. Find a little peephole, or better yet, blast a hole clean through the wall. Find or make a way to see your essence. As I said, go to the mirror at the end of the show. Look into your eyes and see your essence. Get a glimpse of your magnificence. You too will see that you have no choice but to live from essence. You find your power, your gifts, your amazing abilities, and your awesomeness in your essence. Your truth and your authenticity are your essence. An easy indicator of whether your ego is in control or not is described in this story. The times the ego is offering a solution, even if it sounds good, is based on what other people think. Folks, if you're worried about what other people think, you're an ego. You're in a drama. If you are seeing reasons you cannot do something, that's the ego talking. If you are struggling, that's the ego. The one and only thing that will work to move you closer to authenticity in your ultimate life is to focus on your essence. Listen and feel what it is telling you to do. When you are listening to your essence, things truly will flow. The path will seem smooth. Now, some of you may not be able to find a peephole and catch a glimpse of your essence. No worries. That's what I'm here for. I want you to do something. Do it now. Do it while we're talking here. Close your eyes for just a moment. Take a deep breath in and release it. And another deep breath in and release. And one more deep breath in and release. Now pick a trait or an inner quality that you most want to have within you. It can be a strength, courage, love, trust, wholeness, worthiness, anything that you feel you would love to have. Okay? Now, pretend for a moment that you have it. Just pretend. How does that feel? Get an idea, and you might have to pretend for a while, but pretend you know how it feels to have that. Pretend to know how you would use it if you have that. Pretend to know how people will respond to you when you use it. Keep pretending. See it. Hear it. Feel it. Know it. Now choose it and claim it as yours. Go ahead. Choose it and claim it as yours. You now know part of your truth. You just got a glimpse through the peephole into your essence. If you can imagine it, it is yours. Just like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger and more agile it will get. Use it often. When you feel comfortable and accept that this trait belongs to you, imagine another trait. Pretend and keep repeating the process until you own the traits that you need in your life. They're already there. This is just all about becoming aware that they're already there. And pretending sometimes is a great way to do that. Each of these steps are ways to chip away at that ego, at that wall, which is covering up your essence. See the awesomeness of your essence. This is the real you. This is who I introduced you to earlier. You are this person. These are your truths. Accept it as your truth and claim it as your essence. Your authentic self truly is amazing. When you are expressing your essence, living as your authentic self, you are in a flow that is identified by the peace you feel no matter what is going on around you. So in just a moment, go to the mirror and meet you. Look deep within your eyes and embrace the beautiful, powerful, loving, courageous being that you are. Get to know you now. You are so cool and so worth knowing. I know that beyond a shadow of a doubt. Really spend time getting to know you, getting to know your truth, and create an affirmation around that truth. I created one for me, and I use it often. My affirmation is this: I am a whole, strong, trusting man. Those traits resonate within me and hold great power for me. I use this before I go into meetings. I use this if I find myself in a confrontational situation. I say it when things are going great. This affirms my truth and serves as a great reminder for me. It will work well for you as well. So identify some beautiful traits that you have. Use them as affirmations. Grow strong in knowing your truth. Thank you so much for listening in today. I would like to invite you to follow the Life's Toolbox Facebook page, where you will find daily affirmations to help brighten your day, links to this show and some of the archive shows as well, and then lots of other goodies there too. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about my coaching programs, corporate workshops, team development events, seminars, and other works. I also teach personal growth and spiritually based classes and workshops you may find interesting. And if you'd like more information about that, you can find that by going to another website, which is www.divineconnect.org. Also, check out my new book, Discovering the Divine Within. It is available now through createspace.com, amazon.com. It's on Kindle, and the book is going to be able to, and I'm not sure if it's there yet or not, it's going to be able to be ordered through any bookstore that you may frequent. Discovering the Divine Within is just a collection of essays, meditations, and affirmations that allow you to more fully realize the truth of the divine presence within you that is with you always. And it pretty much parallels what we just talked about with your essence. So grab hold of this book. enjoy this book. Use this book to help you grow and help you find the truth about you. And then buy a couple of copies for your friends and help them out as well. Discovering the Divine Within. It's getting some great response, and I know that you're going to enjoy it too. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey for creating this amazing resource for empowered living that is Empower Radio. Also, thanks to Dylan back in the studio for producing today. He really keeps things rolling for me and is an amazing asset to the studio and the station itself. Check out Empower Radio's new app, which allows you even more ways to listen and connect and keep up with all that is going on Empower Radio. Listen to some other shows here. You're going to find some that speak to your heart. Follow those shows as well. Share those shows with your friends. Share this show with your friends. And in doing that, you're spreading positivity around the world. Until next week and beyond, meet the real you. Great things are possible when you allow your essence to be your guide. Love and peace.